So I want to talk about the county standards bill that passed yesterday. I think it actually may affect both of your cities quite a bit, because under the bill, the county executive and the county council would have the ability to basically nullify contracting between cities. Obviously, as we talked about last time, Normandy provides police protection for Cool Valley. You also provide police protection for, I think, 5 cities total.
Right.
Greendale, Cool Valley, Glen Echo Park, Pasadena Park, and what's the
Bellevue
last
Bakers.
One? Bellevue Bakers. I was close. Almost, right. Almost got all 5. So I imagine that even though you're accredited, you're probably looking at this not so favorably, because it could potentially provide a crimp or something in your ability to contract with people. What's kind of your overall reaction, and are you going to join the likely lawsuit over this bill?
We sure will, because I think, you know, last time I checked, in this country, we have a freedom of choice. We have the right to compete. This is limiting our ability. You know, it's not about, you know, county's not state accredited. We're seeking our national CLIA. We will get our national CLIA. We'll be one out of only 2 departments in the St. Louis County that have both. Well, guess what? This law is in place that says we can come in and dictate who you can contract with. Well, then who else will they contract with? There's only one entity, and that's county. Isn't that a conflict of interest? Well, you know what? Isn't that interesting that you created a law that benefits you? Well, you know, if people think that's good lawmaking, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. And you know what? The problem here is that everybody wants to believe there's all good in the world and Harry Potter wands. And you know what? I haven't seen that in the African-American community. I walked into an African-American community over, like I said, 10 years ago that was devastated. And you know what? It wasn't due to just African-Americans who put it there. And you know what? I've worked very hard to put it back together and help other African-American cities to do the same. But you know what? It doesn't happen overnight, as some people may want to believe, and as others I have seen basically imply how we got here. And by putting another law like this in place, it is about standards. That's why we created the 10 best practices. So I see a lot of duplication of effort with this county bill on something that we already did and that SB 5 already has in place. So you have to ask, why is that? And not just assume.
It seems like the problem is not with the standards. It's with the enforcement of the standards and the fact that the county executive's office is going to basically hold the fate of all the police departments in his hands, essentially. Is that basically the problem here?
Yes, that's the problem. They can say nay or yay. The way the bill read at first, I haven't read it in its final form. But they can say to Mayor Green's department that they can't any longer serve other communities. And that's a problem. You have a group of North County co-op that has been formed. They're going to go after accreditation, but they should be allowed to have the time.
And choose.
And, you know, and choose where people want to have police service with. How can you bid on the same bids and give a fair assessment of who can obtain that bid? Steve Stinger and the board keep bringing up the standards. That is not the issue. We think it's an overstep. You already have the state that has given us 6 years. I believe in the bill to do some of these things 6 months. You're setting people up to fail, and we're not going to fail.
Would your department meet all of those standards in the bill this point?
We would, and actually we're above those standards.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that what stops someone from lying? What stops someone creating a situation that's not true? And with public opinion that everybody in the barrel and the bucket is bad, it's easy to get away with. We've seen this in the past. This is, again, called the demonization of the African-American community. And for those who wish to support it in the African-American community, then you set your own, like you said, public up for failure. And to keep perpetuating the stereotype that has been handed to the African-American community for hundreds of years. And you know what? To not question things is just to take whatever's being thrown at you. Second, third place. We refused to do that. We are here to say that, guess what? There is better. And just to assume, the mother of all mistakes, that what you're getting in this legislation and in this law from county is the best is nothing more than an assumption. Prove it to me. I want to know different. I have not seen it. There is no history to prove otherwise. And guess what? I have the right, the constitutional right to question, ask, and to ask for better, and to basically, I think everyone does. And if people think that is such a terrible thing, to be sure, to be absolute, when the African-American community does not have that privilege, and guess what? I believe for someone to create a despairing law, SB 5, and then now let's create another law that's a conflict of interest that benefits you only and gives you sole control of determining.
Can you just explain in layman's terms why you think it's a conflict of interest?
Well, clear. When you control who goes, you're bidding on the same contract I am. Or you know, it pretty much before St. North County Co-op, it was pretty much Normandy and St. Louis County who were the sole people who provided police service for other cities. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it longer than them, 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. We have more experience at community policing than county or anyone.
So just want to make it clear. I think that the because I've heard the word conflict of interest before, but I want to just make sure I'm getting the argument right. The reason why cities think it's a conflict of interest is since the county executive's office determines whether police agencies live or die, and if they die, for example,
they benefit
in the sense because the only other police department that would likely be able to pick up the slack is the county police department.
Amen. Exactly. And they benefit from your taxes, because they benefit twice, because when we pay our property tax, part of that money, and even in retail sales, that goes to county to pay for the police service. Now you're paying even again when you basically they take over your police department, because that's even more of your tax money that you pay basically that goes to pick up those costs.
You take away the freedom of speech, freedom of choice. I'll go back in with Coos Valley when we decided, we, not me, but we, the community, decided that we needed to do something different, better service to the community. This bill, if county didn't give us a bid, let me say that. Two people gave us bids, but it gave us a choice. We looked at what community policing was all about, and that's why my community chose to go with Normandy, because they had been doing community policing, and we wanted the same level of governance within our police department. Mm-hmm. County now has the right to say, Coos Valley, you can't go with Normandy.